Let then my child say what he thinketh of wind and weather, and what hope may be ours, and what is in his mind concerning the latter rains, whether they will set in betimes. He bent lower over his son, turning his head aside to listen above him. Thou listest, said Joseph at once, without seeing, and thy child listeth too, both without and within, and bringeth to thy listening knowledge and the word. For there is a dropping in mine ear from the branches, and a sound of trickling over the plains, although the moon's shining is overbright, and the wind goeth from Gilead. For these sounds are not yet in time, but near to time, and my nose smelleth them out securely, that before the moon of Nisan hath declined another quarter, the earth will be pregnant from the male water of the sky, and will smoke and steam with delight, for I can smell it, and the pastures will be full of sheep, and the meadows of the stream stand thick with corn, so that we shall exult and sing aloud. I listed, and learned that in the beginning the earth was watered by the river Tawi, that went out from Babel, and watered it once in 40 years. But then the Lord decreed that it should be watered from heaven, for 4 reasons, of which one was that all eyes should look upwards. So look we up in thanks to the heavens and the throne, where are all the contrivances of the weather, and all the chambers of the tempests and the whirlwinds, as I saw them in a dream when I slumbered yesterday beneath the tree of wisdom. For a cherub named Jophiel led me thither in his kindness by the hand, that I might look about me and take cognizance. And I saw the caves full of steam, whose towers were of fire, and I saw the busyness of the workers, and heard them saying, each to the other, Orders have gone forth with respect to the firmament and the cloudy heavens. For lo, there is a drought in the western land, and the plains and meadows of the upland are parched. There shall be taken measures that rain shall fall early upon the country of the Amorites, the Ammonites, the Perizzites, the Midianites, Hivites, and Jebusites, but in especial upon the district of Hebron, upon the height of the watershed, where my very son Jacob, whose name shall be called Israel, pastures his countless flocks. This I dreamed with such a liveliness that it must not be mocked. And since, moreover, I lay under the tree, my Lord may rest assured and joyful that all will be well in the matter of the rains. Praised be Elohim, said the old man. But even so will we choose out cattle for the burnt offerings, and hold a feast before him, and burn the entrails with incense and honey, that it may come to pass as thou sayest. For I am fearful lest the townspeople and the country folk may bring all to naught, in that they deal after their own fashion, to the honour of Baalat, and with a feast of pairing, with cymbals and shouting, for the sake of the fruitfulness. It is good that my child is blessed with visions, which come from his being the firstborn of my true and dearest wife. Also unto me was much revealed in my youth, and what I saw as I came from Beersheba, and against my will and without my knowledge, fell upon the place and the entrance that may be set against this which has been shown to thee. I love thee for what thou hast said to reassure me in respect of the moisture. But say it not abroad that thou dreamest under the tree. Say it not to the children of Leah, and speak it not to the sons of the maids, for that they might be angry at thy gift. I swear it, and put my hand beneath thy thigh, responded Joseph. Thy word is a seal unto my mouth. I know well that I am a prattler, but when reason commands, I can master my tongue, so much the easier that my humble visions are not worthy of mention, compared with that which was vouchsafed my lord at the place of Luz, when the messengers went up and down from the earth to the gates, and Elohim was revealed to him. Duet. Ah, my dear father and most dear lord, said he, turning round with a happy smile to embrace his parent with one arm, which delighted no little the good old man, How glorious it is that the Lord loveth us, and hath desire unto us, and the smoke of our sacrifice is a pleasure in his nostrils. For though Abel had not time to beget children, being slain upon the fields by Cain for the sake of their sister Noemah, yet are we of the breed of Abel the tent-dweller, and from the tribe of Isaac the younger, to whom fell the blessing. And therefore have we both reason and dreams, and they are a great delight, the one and the other. For it is of great worth to possess knowledge and tongues, so that one knoweth how to speak and to answer, and to name all things by their names. And equally, it is of great worth to be an innocent before the Lord, so that one may strike unawares upon the place which is the bond between heaven and earth, and in sleep be seized of counsel, and know how to interpret dreams and visions, that they give knowledge what may happen from moon to moon. Thus was it with Noah, wisest of all men, to whom the Lord gave foreknowledge of the flood, that he might save his life. And thus was it with Enoch, the son of Jared, who was of unblemished life, and washed himself in living water. That was Hanok the boy. Knowest thou of him? For I know well how it was with him, and how God's love to Abel and Yitzchak was lukewarm in comparison to his love to him. For Hanok was wise and pious, and had read in the secret tablets, and set himself apart from men, and the Lord took him hence, so that he was no more seen, and made him an angel in his sight. Metatron, the great scribe and prince of the world. He stopped and went pale. His breath had grown shorter and shorter, and now he hid his face on his father's breast, who received it gladly, speaking into the silvery airs above it, "Well know I of Hanok, who was of the first tribe of men, son of Jared, who was son of Mahalalel, who was son of Cainan, who was son of Enos, who was son of Seth, who was son of Adam. Such was Hanok's birth and tribe back to the beginnings. But the son of his son's son was Noah, the second first man, and he begot Shem, whose children are black but comely, of whom Eber came in the fourth remove, so that he was the father of all the children of Eber and of all the Hebrews, and our father." This was all well-known fact. There was nothing new in what he said. Every member of the tribe and race had the succession at his tongue's end from early childhood, and the old man was only taking occasion to repeat it and bear witness to it in conversation. Joseph understood that the talk was now to turn fine, that they were now to indulge in fine language. In other words, in conversation which no longer served the purpose of a practical exchange of ideas or of intellectual discussion, but consisted in the mere relation and utterance of matters well known to both speakers, in recollection, confirmation, and edification, a kind of spoken antiphony, such as the shepherds in the fields exchanged round their evening fires, beginning, "Knowest thou? Well, I know." He sat up and chimed in, "And lo, from Eber came Peleg, and begot Serug, whose son was Nahor, the father of Terah, Hosanna, who begot Abram at Ur in Chaldea, and departed with Abram his son and his son's wife Sarah, like the moon, and who was unfruitful, and with Lot, the son of his brother's son, and took them and led them out of Ur, and died at Haran. And then befell the command of the Lord to Abram that he go on further with the souls which he had won for the Lord across the plain and across the river Euphrates on the road that runs between Shinar and Amuru land. "Well, I know," said Jacob, taking up the tale afresh. "It was the country which the Lord would show him, for Abram was the friend of God, and with his spirit he had in truth discovered the highest God among the gods, and came towards Damascus, and begat Eliezer there with a maidservant. Then went he on through the land with his people who were the people of God, and with his spirit he consecrated anew the places of worship of the people of the land, and the altars and circles of stone, and instructed the people under the trees, and taught them the coming of the time of the blessing, so that he had increase out of the neighborhood, And the Egyptian maiden came to him, Hagar, the mother of Ishmael, and came towards Shechem. That know I, as thou knowest it, chanted Joseph, for our forefather came upwards out of the valley, and came towards the place that is known of all, and which Jacob found, and builded to Yahu the highest, an altar table between Bethel and the refuge Ai, and went thence southwards to the Negeb, and that is here, where the mountains run down towards Edom. Then went he entirely down, and into the filthy land of Egypt, and the country of Amenemhet the king, and there he became silver and gilden, that he was very rich in treasures and flocks, and went up again towards the Negeb, and there parted from Lot. And knowest thou wherefore? Jacob feigned to inquire. For that Lot too was very heavy with sheep and cattle and huts, and the land was not able to bear them both. But lo, then, how mild was the father, for there was strife between the herdsmen over the pasturage. And then, it was not as it is with the robbers of the deserts who come and slay the people whose wells and pastures they covet. But he spoke to Lot, his brother's son, Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between thine and mine. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me, so that one go right and the other left, without anger. Then Lot chose, and journeyed east, and beheld all the plain of Jordan. Thus was it in truth, began Joseph in his turn, and Abram dwelled by Hebron, the city of the four, and made holy the tree that giveth us shade and dreams, and was a refuge to the wanderer, and a shelter to the shelterless. He gave water to the thirsty, and brought the strayed upon their way, and defended from robbers, and took neither reward nor pay, but lived to worship his God El Elyon, the Lord of the house, the merciful Father. Thou sayest rightly, Jacob intoned, and it happened that the Lord made a covenant with Abraham as he was sacrificing at sunset, for he took an heifer, a she-goat, and a ram, all of 3 years' age, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon, and cut into pieces all that had 4 feet, and separated the halves, and put a bird on each side, and left open the way of the covenant between the parts, and looked after the eagles which swooped down upon the pieces. Then fell there a sleep upon him that was not as other sleep, and a horror of great darkness fell upon him. For the Lord spoke to him in sleep, and showed him the far spaces of the world, and the kingdom that went out of the seed of his spirit, and spread itself out of the carefulness and truth of his spirit, and great things, of which the princes of the empires knew nothing, nor the kings of Babel, Asher, Elam, and the land of the Hittites. And passed through in the night like a burning fiery flame upon the way of the covenant between the pieces of the sacrifice. All that thou knowest beyond praise, Joseph lifted his voice anew, yet know I more, for that is the inheritance of Abram that came upon the heads, upon Isaac, and upon Jacob my lord, the promise and the covenant. And it was not so with all the children of Eber, and was not given unto the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the Edomites, but he alone was of the seed chosen of the Lord, in whom he chose himself the firstborn, not according to the flesh and the womb, but according to the Spirit. And it was the mild and the wise that he chose. Yea, thou sayest it as it was, uttered Jacob. For what happened unto Abram and Lot, that they parted, that happened again, and the peoples went asunder. For in Lot's pastures those he had begotten of his own flesh remained not together. Moab and Ammon, rather the latter, adhered to the desert and to the life of the desert. But in the pastures of Isaac, Esau did not remain, but went forth with wives, sons, and daughters, and all the souls of his house, and with goods and cattle, into another land, and became Edom on the mountains of Seir. And what did not become Edom, that was Israel, and is a peculiar people, unlike to the wanderers from the land of Sinai, and ragged robbers from the land of Arabia, but also unlike the peasants of the fields, and the town-dwellers in the citadels, but instead shepherds, and lords, and freemen, who drive their herds by stages, and keep their wells, and are mindful of the Lord. And the Lord is mindful of us and our peculiarity, cried Joseph, flinging back his head and stretching out his arms in his father's arm. The heart of the child is full of jubilation in the arms of the father. It is enraptured of the known, and drunken with edification exchanged. Knowest thou the sweetest dream of all, that I dream many thousand times? It is the dream of childhood and of the blessing, for to the child of God will much be vouchsafed. That which he undertaketh will prosper. He will find favor in the eyes of all, and kings shall praise him. Lo, I have lust to sing unto the Lord of hosts with a fluent tongue, ready as the writer's stylus. For they sent to me according to their hate, and have laid snares about my feet. They digged a pit before my feet, and thrust me alive into the grave, so that the darkness became my dwelling. But I cried his name out of the darkness of the pit, and he healed me, and snatched me away out of the underworld. He made me great among strangers, and a strange people knelt to me upon their faces. The sons of strangers spoke flattering words unto me, for without me they would perish. His breast heaved. Jacob looked at him wide-eyed. Joseph, what seest thou? He asked in disquiet. My child's words are full of persuasion, but they speak not to the understanding. For what meaneth he by saying that folk of a strange land will serve him upon their faces?
That was only making speeches, answered Joseph, to say something great unto my lord. And the moon? The moon is bewitching to the senses.
Keep thy heart and thy senses, and be wise, said Jacob impressively. So will it be with thee, as thou hast said, that thou wilt find favor in all eyes. And I purpose to give thee that over which thy heart will rejoice, and that will be fitting unto thee. For God hath poured out grace upon thy lips, and I pray that he make thee holy for ever, my lamb. The moon, shining with a light so pure as to transform matter into essence, had continued, as they talked, to hold her path up the sky. The constellations changed their places after the laws of their hour. The night spread a web of peace, of mystery, and of the future far and wide. The old man sat a while yet with Rachel's son at the edge of the well. He called him Damu, little child, and Damuzi, the true son, names which the people of Shinar give to Tammuz. Also he called him Nezer, a word from the Canaanitish language, meaning shoot and blossoming twig, and caressed him. As they sought the dwelling place, he besought him not to vaunt himself before his brothers, and not to tell the sons of Leah nor those of the maids that he had sat so long with the father in familiar talk. And that, too, Joseph promised. But even the next day he told them not only this, but prattled recklessly of his dream about the weather, and it vexed them the more when the dream was fulfilled, for the latter rains came down in grateful abundance.